Next speaker is Scepter Marjorie from North Dakota State, and he's presenting for Kumar. So you can come up. And your title is Dissection of Genetic Factors Underlying Wheat Kernel Shape and Size in an Elite and Non-Adapted Cross Using High-Density SNP Linkage Mat. Where'd you go? It's all yours.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tepper. I'm a PhD student from NDSU, North Dakota State University. Today, I want to talk about the dissection of genetic factors underlying wheat kernel shape and size in a cross between an elite and non-adapted lines by using a high-density SNP linkage map. I'm the second person in this long list. As we all know, breadwheat is one of the important crops in the world, with annual harvest of about 700 million tons. It accounts for about 20% of human calories consumption. Wheat kernel size and shapes are of importance due to their effects on grain yield test weight and end-use quality traits such as milling yield. There is limited knowledge about genes controlling these traits. There are some studies that they found some major QTLs on chromosome 2A, 2D, 4A, 5B, and 6A. And in almost all of these studies, the mapping population developed from two elite lines, and also because they use several hundred markers, so the resolution, they have a low resolution linkage map. So in this study, our objectives are to improve the linkage resolution by using high-density SNP molecular markers, and also to improve the genome coverage to identify QTLs that related to these traits, and identify some major QTLs for marker-assisted selection. So we use a population of 160 reels from a cross between non-adapted and elite lines. We planted this population in 2009 and 2010 in two locations, in Prosper and Carrington in North Dakota. So because of a large number of samples, so we used a 13 by 13 simple lattice design. And for phenotyping, we use digital image analysis for measuring our traits. And for 1,000 kernel weight and also test weight, we measure them based on AACCI methods, which are standard methods that use in wheat quality labs. And for genotyping, we use Illumina 90K SNP and composite interval mapping was conducted for to identify major QTLs. Here, y-axis shows frequency and x-axis shows values for each trait. Black triangle shows the elite line, and white triangle shows non-adapted line. As you can see here, for kernel length and kernel length length and width ratio, transgressive segregation is in are into two directions, and suggesting that superior QTL olives for these traits in both parents. And for the rest of the traits here, transgressive segregation is in direction of a better parent, or I can say the elite line. This table shows the phenotypic performance for parental lines, chicks, and also real population. As you can see, in most of the traits, there is a significant difference between two parents. And some of the real populations, it shows that they have a higher value compared with the chicks. So, and it shows the good potential of this population. Here, I want to bring your consideration to this highlighted values. So, as you can see, kernel length and width are not correlated, but at the same time, they have a strong significant correlation. You can see a strong significant correlation between these two traits with 1,000 kernel weight, which is one of the major yield components. I will use this information later in my conclusion and suggestion. Here there are some QTLs that we identify in our study and for all of the traits. And as you can see, there are lots of co-located QTLs, which suggesting pleiotrophic effects or closely linked genes. The most stable and important major QTL that we find was on chromosome 4B, and it was associated with all of the traits except kernel width. And we did synteny analysis, and as you can see, so at the left side we have width chromosome 4B, and the right side we have Rice chromosome 3. And as you can see, in Rice chromosome 3 we have GS3 gene and QGL3 genes. That these genes are already cloned, and they impact some traits that are related to kernel shape and size in rice. And as by this result, there is a chance that we could say that there is a chromosome, a width chromosome 4B could be an ortholog of rice chromosome 3. And here, based on our phenotypic performance, we select our two best lines. And here, the blue lines is desirable allele from non-adopted parents, and the red lines are desirable allele from red adopted from the NDSU allele line. And as you can see, these two lines they are combine all of those desirable alleles from both parents. And in other hand, we can say even the non-adopted parents, they contribute lots of desirable QTL hours. So here, by using 90K SNP molecular markers, we improve genome coverage for kernel kernel shape and size in wheat. And you know, usually genetic map length for MIP, for wheat is in the range between 3,000 to 5,000 something, and this is 4,000, almost 4,700. And also by this we could increase the resolution of our linkage map. 80% of the QTL were associated with two or more traits, and it's suggesting pleiotrophic effect or closely linked genes. In the similar study in rice and also in wheat, they cloned the genes, and they they figure out that these genes have a pleiotrophic effect. So I think there is a good chance that the QTLs that we also find have the same effect. And independent genetic structure for grain, lettuce, and wheat, results are also confirmed by earlier studies. And so one of the most important QTLs that we find was on chromosome 4B, and it could be an ortholog of rice gene GS3 on chromosome 3. So, and it can give us deep knowledge about the mechanism of the QTL that we find in future studies. So, as I said, so in this study, it's the first time that for grain shape and wheat and size in wheat, we use a high density SNP, and the independent correlation between kernel width and all length, it gives breeders opportunity to increase kernel area and also 1,000 kernel weight, which could be also helped for increasing yield. And also I want to bring your consideration to the population that we have, and we use non-adopted parents that it's originally from China, and it give us the potential for improving the gene pool of wheat and also the genetic improvement of wheat for these traits. I want to say thank you to North Dakota Wheat Commission for funding this project, and Department of Plant Science, and also all Hard Red Spring Wheat Group, especially Dr. Mergo and Dr. Ajay, because it was actually his presentation, but he gave me this opportunity to present instead of him, and also all of you guys. Thank you very much.